Yo, remember back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize like. Yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king. Yo, it's about a thing.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can let that play a little bit, man. I like that.
Remember when he told you he was about the Benjamins? You act like you ain't him. They give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really.
All right, so here's where I want to go now. I want to go, poor Donald Trump. They raided Mar-a-Lago. Say it ain't so. Mar-a-Lago? They didn't raid Mar-a-Lago. That's off limits. That's Donald Trump's heaven on earth. How dare the FBI? Why would they dare do such a thing to a former president of the United States is the refrain this morning from people on the right. The FBI, a criminal enterprise. So here's what I don't understand. And our phone lines are open always at 844-967-2789. You know, kind of when I was a young man, the FBI and the CIA did some horrible things to Dr. Martin Luther King, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and many of those who were pushing against civil rights issues that were happening in this country. And so they infiltrated those entities who were fighting for justice. And J. Edgar Hoover and others did everything they could to destabilize people who were fighting for justice. And when people spoke out against the FBI and the CIA, conservatives jumped all over those who said this was injustice. The FBI is a criminal enterprise. And I remember constant refrains from people on the right. How dare you talk about the CIA and the FBI? These are American institutions. You know, they are above the law. We love the CIA. We love the FBI. And how dare anybody challenge them? They were just doing what they're supposed to. They're looking out for the best interests of our nation. You know, how dare you challenge them and who they are? So I want to challenge that thought process where now the FBI, based on what was a search warrant that was issued by a judge, this is within the constitutional rights of our nation, and the way it is situated and set up is that if a judge issues a search warrant, doesn't matter who it is, the FBI carries that out. Somebody give me a call and help me understand why now all of a sudden the FBI is the scourge of the earth. These people are criminals. It's a criminal enterprise. Oh, it is it? Why is it a criminal enterprise today? Well, they went after Donald Trump. They went into his home. Do you know what they did to Fred Hampton and the Panthers? You have any idea? You know, came in guns blazing and murdered people. Well, they shouldn't have went into Donald Trump's house. Donald Trump says, for heaven's sakes, they even went into my safe. So, is Donald Trump above the law? Is that what you're saying to us? Those of you on the right, Donald Trump is somehow above the law when the FBI is ordered to go into a residence and there's enough information that a search warrant has been issued by a judge, that somehow the FBI is not supposed to do their job because it's Donald Trump? Come on. This is the hypocrisy of what happens in this country, that unfortunately, you know, crickets, because it's Donald Trump. Donald Trump is only a man, no different than any other man. Well, he's a former president. What does that matter? He conducted criminal acts while he was in office. And so the act that he committed that was criminal in this instance was taking papers that did not belong to him, archival papers that belong to this nation. Doesn't matter whether you like it or not. Well, there's going to be a price to be paid. Oh, there is it? Are you threatening the FBI? You Trumpkins? You MAGA people? Oh, there's a price that's going to be paid. Hell is going to rain down. Oh, it is. So you're going to take on the FBI now. You got away, some of you, with what happened in, on January 6th. Let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, good morning, Don. How you doing?
Pretty good, Earl. I want to make a little comment here about the FBI went into Donald Trump's home because he has got classified information.
Yes.
That is right. And here's another thing. It seems to be the way of life here in America anymore. Christopher Schmeling. There was a fella, I don't know the guy's name, went online, broke the law by getting 10 ballots impersonating someone else's name. He got 10 ballots, and this Christopher Schmeling, the sheriff, refuses to you know you're only,
yes,
supposed to vote once, right? And he refuses. I mean, what the hell's going on here in America? We got people. This is our security. This guy shouldn't even be allowed to be running for office. This is security. And this is a Trump, the guy that was the head of the FBI, is a Trump appointee. He knows better than that. This is security. This he definitely broke the law. So, anyhow, that's my comment. Thank you for taking
before you run, again, there are threats now being made by those MAGA folk that the FBI, you know, should be leery. They should be concerned. And I don't understand, my friend.
No, I don't either.
Why this is allowed, right? Okay, Donald Trump clearly is a criminal. And what Donald
Trump... I think he stepped into his over... He really went over bounds. He crossed the line. That's all there is to it. When you take classified information, this is a security...
Yeah, I know, but let me ask you. So then why are the Republicans pushing against that when a judge clearly knew that there was enough information that he could issue this warrant? And now all of a sudden, something's wrong with that.
Something, Earl? Wait, when the election comes between Ron Johnson and Manila Barnes. They'll persecute Manila Barnes because he didn't pay a parking ticket.
I know.
But yet something this... I don't understand it either, Earl.
Hey, my friend, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Nathan. Hey, Nathan, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hello. I'm calling as a former Republic here. Because the Republican Party began embracing Donald Trump in the first place, I left, and now I'm kind of a squishy centrist who now leads left. And I'll tell you what is going on here, because I come from a family of Goldwater-esque Republicans.
Okay.
Republicans and conservatives in this country are masters of projection. they're crooked, and they will use any weapon possible against people that see. So they're convinced that everyone else is doing the same thing. And that's why they accuse Democrats of corruptly using the government, because that's what Republicans like to do. So, you know, they throw the word treason around, but yes. you can't call them treasonous. You can't dare call them that.
So do you?
They get upset about Black Lives Matter rioting, but then they sack the Capitol, and somehow it's unfair that they have to be held accountable for this.
So do you think that the average?
That's a case of projection. Since we are out to get everybody. We just assume everybody's out to get us.
So do you think the average Republican really understands what is going on here? Or are they just really just sacrificial lambs? I think most of them don't know. They really are brainwashed, and they don't understand that the majority of these people who are leading their party could care less about them. The average conservative, the average Republican who works hard every day, the fat cat could care less about him.
Well, I agree with that 100%, and you see it all the time, this idea that, I mean, this is where you hear of a case of, you know, lately of voter fraud. It turns out to be a Republican who did it. Well, the Democrats are cheating. We need to cheat harder to beat them because it's us or them.